Take my hand, Lady Nerissa. Unfold my fingers. Stroke each one. See how strong they are against your own. See what they feel like. She sat up, reached out, and took his hand. It was warm and hard, everything about it suggesting strength. She spread the fingers out, examining them. Clean, but not pampered. The nails short, also clean. The nail of his forefinger was half gone, and what remained was discolored. It was not a pretty hand, not a beautiful hand. But holding it in her own warm grasp and examining the knuckles and tendons, feeling the strength and rough power in that single part of his body, did things to the pit of her belly and made the breath come a little faster in her lungs. She turned the hand over, traced the creases of his palm, examined the white line of a scar in the fleshy area between his thumb and forefinger. Interesting, the male hand. She had grown up with four brothers, and she had never known how fascinating the male hand really was. "No," he said, still keeping his hand motionless in her own. "Lift my hand and put it where you want it to be, Lady Nerissa."
"What?"
"Chests, breasts, tits, nipples." She blushed wildly and felt a sudden tingling in those nipples, as if they were begging for exactly what he just suggested. Sensation stabbed between her legs, and she felt an embarrassing dampness down there. She moved closer to him, and still holding his hand, she tentatively placed it against her left breast. The sensation was immediate. If the whiskey had burned a path down her throat, the feel of Captain O'Dever's hand imprinting her breast, even through midshipman Cranton shirt and waistcoat, was like a conflagration in comparison. "Hold it there," he said, watching her face. "Hold it there until you get brave."
"And this isn't," he laughed.
"Nah, brave is unbuttoning your waistcoat."
"What about your hand?"
"Put it down. Unbutton your waistcoat if you dare. Then take my hand and put it where you really want it, Lady Nerissa." His eyes were smiling and full of challenge, but he did not move his hand, letting her take control, letting her explore at a pace that was not overwhelming. She lowered his hand to his lap and placed it over his knee. Oh, why was it suddenly so warm in here? The air struggling to get into her lungs. She unbuttoned the waistcoat and peeled it off. Their gazes met, his expectant and faintly laughing, hers wide, shy, eager, and nervous. But no, she would not be nervous. She trusted this man who could have taken full advantage of her during her stay here but hadn't. This man who caught fish for her breakfast and needled her until she didn't know whether to laugh or scream. This man who was about to give her a memory she would never forget. He wanted to make love to her. She would let him.